ABC News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they're forever grateful. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden will give the keynote address on this first night of the Democratic National Convention, in which he'll symbolically pass the torch on to his vice president, Kamala Harris. Disgraced former New York Congressman George Santos has pleaded guilty to wire fraud and aggravated identity theft as part of a plea deal with federal prosecutors.
He will go to prison for at least 2 years. He will be required to forfeit the money he made illegally. And he will be required to repay the victims that he swindled.
Brian Peace, U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of New York. A senior Hamas official says Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's talk of approving the proposal, which was outlined by President Biden, means that the U.S. could not convince Netanyahu of a previous ceasefire and hostage release deal that Hamas had already agreed to back in July. Talk show host Phil Donahue has died. This is ABC News. With the Democratic National Convention underway, the Republican ticket is on the campaign trail, hitting battleground states this week.
The former president aims to counter-program the Democratic Convention all week.
Kamala puts America last. I put America first.
Today, Donald Trump appeared at a manufacturing facility in York, Pennsylvania.
She will obliterate factories like this.
Arguing that the Harris-Walls ticket would wreck the economy, Trump planned similar stops in Michigan, North Carolina, and Arizona as Democrats gather in Chicago. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
Also in Pennsylvania today, Mr. Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, the Ohio senator, is holding a rally in Philadelphia. A looming rail strike in Canada could affect U.S. businesses. The two biggest railways in Canada carry millions of tons of freight to and from the U.S., and both have threatened to lock workers out on Thursday if a contract isn't reached by then. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 647-8833.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. Spotty sprinkles possible tonight, otherwise mostly clear with patchy fog and a low of 55. Sunny and cooler tomorrow with a high of 75 and clear and crisp tomorrow night with a low of 50. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the southwest at around 3 miles per hour, and it's mostly sunny, and our current temperature is 78 degrees. And then we have this information to pass along from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. All east and westbound lanes on US 14 from County B to Old Sextonville Drive are closed due to a crash. An alternate route that can be taken is eastbound traffic will exit US 14 at County Highway B, head east on County Highway B to Old Sextonville Drive, head south on Old Sextonville Drive back to US 14, and westbound traffic will reverse these directions. Once again, all east and westbound lanes on US 14 from County B to Old Sextonville Drive are closed due to a crash.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 4, giving back. Working at Pine Valley will give you the chance to do the important work of giving back to that generation that has provided so much to you at a time when they can no longer care for themselves. Giving back. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. An arena woman lost her life in a single vehicle crash over the weekend. Iowa County Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that around 10:25 last night, the 911 center received a call of a motor vehicle crash at the intersection of U.S. Highway 14 and County Highway H in the township of Arena. The initial investigation shows that the vehicle operated by Philip White, 71, of Arena, was traveling northbound on County Highway H when it veered off the roadway, striking a power pole and stop sign before rolling over onto U.S. Highway 14. Philip White was transported to UW-Madison by Spring Green EMS with non-life-threatening injuries. His passenger, Karen White, 68, of Arena, was treated by Arena EMS and UW MedFlight, but she died from her injuries and was pronounced deceased by the Iowa County Coroner's Office. This is Iowa County's second fatality of 2024. An original member of Governor Tony Evers' cabinet is moving on. Secretary of Transportation Craig Thompson announced Friday he's leaving his position in September to become UW-Madison's Vice Chancellor of Public Relations. Thompson was one of Evers' first cabinet picks in January 2019. Evers will appoint DOT Deputy Secretary Christina Boardman in his place. Boardman's been with the agency for 20 years and served as the head of the DMV. She thanked Evers for the vote of confidence and said she'll continue his directive. With the Democratic National Convention underway in Chicago this week, Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance will hold a Tuesday press conference in Kenosha on the topic of crime and safety. Kenosha was the scene of violence 4 years ago following the shooting of Jacob Blake by a police officer. Governor Tony Evers activated the Wisconsin National Guard on the second day of unrest. On the third night of confrontations, Illinois teen Kyle Rittenhouse shot and killed two men. He was later acquitted. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said Democrats can take credit for falling crime statistics, which have improved under the Biden-Harris administration. Tuesday will also see a rally with Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz at Fiserv Forum in Milwaukee. Harris's first campaign rally following her elevation as the Democratic presidential candidate was in Milwaukee area. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said the excitement was evident and the DNC will build on that enthusiasm. Vice President Kamala Harris's campaign says it is reserving $370 million in advertising to run between Labor Day and Election Day. In a memo Saturday, the Harris-Walz campaign said the fall advertising push will include $170 million in television reservations running for 9 weeks starting September 3rd in battleground states. It also includes more than $200 million in digital reservations on platforms such as Hulu, Roku, and YouTube. That does not include spending on ads on social media or search services. Former President Donald Trump's campaign has only reserved advertising time after Labor Day in two states, the battlegrounds of Pennsylvania and Georgia, according to data from the media tracking firm Ad Impact. A snag in the plan for a new Wisconsin Veterans Museum. Earlier this month, the state approved $9 million to buy the property, which plans to build a new museum. Now, according to the Wisconsin State Journal, the owners say the building isn't for sale. They say the state was late paying rent last fall and forfeited their right to purchase the property. Meanwhile, the Veterans Museum disputes that and says one payment was late because of a processing issue and was immediately rectified. The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs has leased space there for more than 30 years. Gas prices fell 8.6 cents per gallon during the last week. The average across the state today is $3.31. This is 8.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and 37 cents lower than this time last year. The downward trend could continue into this week. Governor Tony Evers has announced his appointment of Morgan Johanning to serve as Lafayette County District Attorney. The appointment fills a vacancy created by former District Attorney Jenna Gill's appointment to the Lafayette County Circuit Court. Johanning will serve for the remainder of the unexpired term that ends January 2025. Johanning has been representing clients in criminal defense and family law cases since 2019, practicing in Lafayette, Greene, Grant, and Iowa counties. Her criminal defense work has ranged from traffic offenses to misdemeanors and serious felonies. Johanning is bilingual and has dedicated much of her practice to representing Spanish-speaking clients. Previously, she worked for Disability Rights Wisconsin, advocating for individuals who had been denied benefits. The Richland Hospital and Clinics was awarded a 5-star patient experience rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The score is based on hospital consumer assessment of healthcare providers and systems surveys, which ask patients to rate their care across several categories. These scores were then summarized into a single rating to help consumers find quality care. The Richland Hospital and Clinic's 5-star mark is the highest score possible. Survey questions ask patients about various aspects of their care, including how well providers and nurses communicated, how clean and quiet the facility was, and how well they understood their care plans when leaving the hospital. The Richland Hospital and Clinics exceeded national and state averages on every question of the survey. It's World Photography Day today. We are blessed with many beautiful sites in our state. A list was made by Mixed Book of the top 100 most breathtaking views in America, and a few Wisconsin spots made the cut. One of them was the Milwaukee skyline from Lakeshore State Park, which took spot 50, while Devil's Lake from the East Bluff came in at number 67. States across the country have implemented strict restrictions around livestock after an outbreak of avian influenza, commonly referred to as bird flu. The outbreak has spread to millions of poultry and nearly 200 dairy herds across 13 U.S. states since March. More than a dozen farm workers have been infected this year, with all experiencing relatively mild symptoms. Michigan has been especially hard hit by the virus, which led the state to order curbs on livestock exhibitions ahead of fair season. Some young people who have spent significant money and time over the past year preparing their dairy cows for competition have been unable to show them. Here in Richland County, fair officials have announced that it will not accept any lactating dairy cattle on the grounds. However, the Richland County Fair will offer a virtual dairy event, and dairy exhibitors may also enter a substitute. Those wishing to make a substitution for their lactating dairy entry are required to contact the Richland County Fair office by tomorrow. Beef producers looking to learn, network, or simply socialize off the farm are encouraged to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster Wednesday and Thursday, August 28th and 29th. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, extension organizations, beef councils, and cattlemen's associations across Iowa, Illinois, and Wisconsin have joined forces to bring this unique event to the Midwest. Starting Wednesday, August 28th, Culver's Restaurant's Marketing and Public Relations Manager Allison Diemer discusses Culver's Thank You Farmers Project. Following the keynote address, breakout sessions will begin with topics including vitamin and mineral impacts on cattle performance from conception to harvest, hairy heel wart management in beef cattle, good stewardship practices for winter manure management, and proper management of new cattle in the feed yard. Participants will also be treated to a tour of the University of Wisconsin-Lancaster Ag Research Station to discover new projects in soil conservation and grazing. During the tour, UW Extension educators and specialists will cover topics including pasture management, fitness for transport, and truck and trailer inspections. Leading off Thursday morning, August 29th, Dr. Ron Gill and Kurt Pate will lead a live cattle demonstration and a shoot side discussion. They highlight low stress handling with special attention to using the animal's natural instincts while keeping handlers and cattle safe. Additionally, they discuss the differences between handling beef cattle and beef dairy cross cattle. This demonstration will equip farmers with the knowledge and confidence to handle cattle with minimal stress, leading to a calmer and more productive herd. After the demonstration with Gill and Pate, participants will hear results from the 2022 National Beef Quality Audit and discuss carcass quality defects with packing plant representatives. Rounding out the event will be a panel discussion on using genetics to select for sustainability. Those who need to renew their beef quality assurance certification will also be able to complete a test to extend their certification for another 3 years. Registration for the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster is $75 and includes 3 meals. For more information, including the complete agenda fees and registration form, visit stockmanshipandstewardship.com. stockmanship.org. Cattle producers attending stockmanship and stewardship are eligible for reimbursement through the Rancher Resilience Grant. To apply for a grant to cover registration cost and two nights hotel, visit ncba.org/producers/rancher-resilience-grant. Today's winners of $50 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Sarah Brewer of DeForest on ticket number 1243 and Emerson Kepler of Richland Center on ticket number 2168.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV and Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid Whisper Quiet and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Brandy Crump, 19 of Muscadet, died Friday at the Richland Hospital. Funeral services will be held Tuesday at 10 at the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite Church, with burial to follow in the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pleasant Valley Amish Mennonite School this evening from 6 until 8. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Brandy Crump, 19 of Muscadet. Mary Willison, 75 of Richland Center, died Saturday at Our House Memory Care. Funeral services for Mary and her husband Richard will be held Friday, September 27th at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday, September 27th, from 10 until the time of service at 11. The family suggests memorials in Mary and Richard's name be directed to GRACE, Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination, or the Alzheimer's Association. Mary Willison, 75 of Richland Center.
Hello, everyone. The Willow Valley United Methodist Men invite you to join them for their hog roast and corn boil. That's this Saturday from 4:30 p.m. to 7 o'clock p.m. at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church. The menu includes sweet corn, pulled pork sandwich, coleslaw, dessert, milk, beans, the whole shebang. All this for a free will donation. Again, that's the Willow Valley United Methodist Men Hog Roast and Corn Boil at the Willow Valley United Methodist Church in downtown Ithaca this Saturday. We hope to see you there.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. I hope you enjoyed the bright and beautiful day today with high temperatures scraping about 80 degrees. We may see some clouds here thickening this evening with a few spotty sprinkles possible. Otherwise, though, we're staying mostly clear tonight, which is actually going to be allowing our temperatures to fall to the mid-50s with more patchy fog possibly building in. So we could be waking up and dealing with that tomorrow morning on our commute, but otherwise, it's going to be a bright and beautiful day once again. That's going to be on repeat because a high-pressure system is built and sliding in and hovering over us. In fact, it's going to be parking over us as Ernesto slides up the East Coast, halting all the weather systems behind it. Ours, thankfully, underneath the high-pressure system, is going to keep us sunny and cooler. Tomorrow's highs are only going to be into the mid-50s. That's going to be the same thing for Wednesday as well. A few more clouds building in on Wednesday, partly sunny, but still very pleasant. And the winds won't be moving. That continues to be the case into Thursday, too. Partly sunny, a touch warmer, though, starting to flirt with 80 degrees again. This is when things start to change. The mugginess starts to seep back in for Friday. We'll still be mostly sunny, but then there rolls in the chance of a slight shower or two. High temperatures still into the upper 70s. We really take a spike and a turn towards heat and humidity on Saturday and Sunday. That's right, we'll be under a mix of sun and clouds for Saturday with scattered showers and storms likely. And those high temperatures spiking to the mid-80s. And if you thought that was bad, it gets even worse. Nearing 90 for Sunday. In fact, it won't be crazy if we do hit 90. Not gonna lie, that continues into our Monday as well before we get any sort of cool down. So that summery weather is still here to stay, at least for now. I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 77 degrees after a daytime high of 78 and a morning low of 59. Yesterday's high was 81 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1947 is 97 degrees with a record low of 42 set back in 1985. Last year's high was 87 with a low of 63. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:59, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:12. Winds are calm. Our barometric reading is 30.14, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 77 degrees. And we have this information to pass along from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. All east and westbound lanes on US 14 from County Highway B to Old Sextonville Drive are closed due to a crash. Alternate route is eastbound traffic will exit US 14 at County Highway B, head east on County Highway B to Old Sextonville Drive, and then head south on Old Sextonville Drive back to US 14. Westbound traffic will reverse these directions. Once again, all east and westbound lanes on US 14 from County Highway B to Old Sextonville Drive are closed due to a crash.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. There is Richland Center Church League softball tournament action going on this evening because the game was canceled from Thursday because of the weather. It's being played tonight, and that game that's being made up is on the East Diamond from 7:30, or starting at 7:30, I should say. St. Mary's will be taking on Church of the Nazarene, and the Mission will umpire. You can find a full update on all the brackets on the RC Church League webpage by going to rcchurchleague.com. And also tomorrow night, there will be the championship game being played, and we will be broadcasting that right here on WRCO 100.9 with the pregame starting at around 6:45. Also, another game that was postponed on Thursday that's being made up tonight is in Night League Hometown League Tournament action, and that's the game between Dodgeville and Jefferson at Jefferson. That game will be played at 7:30 this evening. The winner of that contest will be hosting Middleton in the Night League Tournament semifinal. The offense was missing, but so were the Packers starters as Green Bay lost its second preseason game last night at Denver, 27-2. Packers backup quarterbacks Sean Clifford and Michael Pat combined for just 95 yards passing. Green Bay produced just 168 yards of offense and failed all three times it went for it on fourth down. The only points were scored in the final minute of the third period when defensive lineman Zach Morton tackled the Broncos quarterback in the end zone for a safety. The Packers wrap up the preseason on Saturday at home when the Baltimore Ravens visit Lambeau Field. Colin Ray and two relievers blanked the Cleveland Guardians on two hits in Sunday's 2-0 shutout victory at AmFam Field. That completed a sweep of the three-game weekend series, boosted the Brewers to 20 games over 500 and gave the team the biggest division lead in Major League Baseball at 11 games. Ray had a no-hitter with two outs in the sixth inning while earning his 11th win. He completed seven shutout innings, giving up just two hits and no walks. Shortstop Willie Adames and reserve catcher Eric Haas knocked in the runs. The Brewers are off on Monday, or off today, I should say, and begin a series in St. Louis starting tomorrow. And this was expected to be the season the Milwaukee Brewers finally took a step back after making five playoff appearances over the last 6 years in Major League Baseball's smallest market. It hasn't happened. The Brewers have won five straight and leads the NL Central by 11 games over St. Louis. That's the biggest division lead of any Major League team. They've been successful despite losing manager Craig Counsell to the Chicago Cubs, trading ace Corbin Burns to the Baltimore Orioles, and enduring season-ending injuries to several key players.
Someone once said bank robbery is more of a sure thing than farming. While this sounds humorous, it may be true. Many things in life are a gamble, but farming is truly a big gamble. Schwartz Insurance would like to be sure to take this opportunity to salute our hardworking farmers and to say thank you. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual want everyone to be sure that your insurance protection is not a gamble. Please contact our local staff at 647-8891 for a review of your insurance protection.
Whether a college education is a distant dream you hold for a newborn child or a financial imperative staring you in the face, it is important to take swift steps to begin meeting this challenge. Next to retirement planning, paying for your child's education could be the largest expense that your family will bear.
To learn about flexible college savings programs, please contact Rob Renish with PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank at 608-588-9946. He can help you plan today so you are prepared for tomorrow's college education expenses. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates, not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
One of the biggest problems for the Badgers during last season's 7-6 performance was the lack of depth. Too many starting players were on the field for too many snaps. Wisconsin head coach Luke Fickell says the 13 days of practice at UW-Platteville have helped coaches find the 65 players who can be trusted. There has to be somebody behind the starter who doesn't offer a steep drop-off. The coaches have a better idea about that as work returns to Madison and the Badgers prepare for the August 30th opener. High-scoring guard Damian Lillard says he can continue to play at a high level, and he's not feeling the effects of aging. After averaging more than 32 points a game in his last season in Portland, his stats fell in his introduction to Milwaukee. Paired with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Lillard scored 24 points, 3 points per game, and saw his shooting percentage dip. He tells the Journal Sentinel he can still do things on the court he was able to do a few years ago. Lillard turned 34 years old last month. And athletes on the refugee Paralympic team are looking to send a message of hope as they strive for the podium at the 2024 Paralympic Games that begin in Paris next week. 8 Paralympians and 1 runner guide who fled conflict of persecution in their home countries are hoping to score medals in para athletics, para powerlifting, para table tennis, para taekwondo, para triathlon, and wheelchair fencing. The refugee Paralympic team will be the first delegation to march at the opening ceremony, taking place along the Champs-Élysées. And our WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and PCB Wealth Management, committed to helping you pursue your goals, whatever they may be. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. And I have this information to pass along. I'd like to pass along again to everyone from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. All east and westbound lanes on US 14 from County Highway B to Old Sextonville Drive are closed due to a crash. Alternate route is eastbound traffic will exit US 14 at County B. Head east on County Highway B to Old Sextonville Drive. Head south on Old Sextonville Drive back to US 14. Westbound traffic will reverse these directions. Once again, all east and westbound lanes on US 14 from County Highway B to Old Sextonville Drive are closed due to a crash.
You can join WRCO-FM on Facebook. Get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff, hear about community events, see awesomely funny Throwback Thursday stories, get the latest news, weather, and sports, participate in upcoming Facebook-only contests, and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCO AM FM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCO-FM.
Farmers and ranchers, mark your calendars for the Decorah Sales Commission Big Dispersal event on August 21st. Trum's Hilltop Acres is offering 150 head of black cows, all home-raised and bred to black or Hereford bulls, ready to start calving September 1st. Be there at 2 p.m. to secure this top-quality livestock. Come early at 11 a.m. for Holstein steers and beef feeder cattle. For more information, call 563-382-4203 or bid online at cattleusa.com. That's August 21st. Don't miss out.
This Farm News and Market Report on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters, assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber.
Soybeans, corn, and lean hog futures close Monday's session higher. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Stever with this Brownfield Commodity Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they have released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans were higher on short covering and technical buying, as well as on the weather. Development weather is questionable. Going forward, contracts oversold and due for a bounce. They did that. September soybeans closed 17 and a half higher, 956 and a quarter. November, 19 higher, closing at 976. Corn was higher on Monday on short covering and technical buying, monitoring the weather as well, which looks favorable in most of the region, but could be dry in some areas this week. September corn closed 7.5 higher at 378. December was up 7.75. The wheat market mixed, with September Chicago wheat down 1.75, closing at 528.25, but September Kansas City up a penny, closing at 540.75. Livestock futures, live and feeder cattle, watching the distribution of the week's show list, boxed beef at midday on Monday was lower, with moderate movement. October live cattle closed 72 higher at 179.02. The December contract was up 25 cents at 178.37. September feeders down 22, closing at 239.27. October feeders down 7 cents, closing at 235.87. Lean hogs were up on firm midday pork and contracts discount to the cash index. October lean hogs closed $1.72 higher at $76.80. The December contract up $1.52 at $68.75. We'll have a look at cash livestock coming up next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When it comes to growing soybeans, you need an advantage. And with Zatavo soybean seed, you get a big one. A really big one. 3.4 bushels per acre big. It's a yield advantage made possible by BASF genetics, proprietary germplasm, and industry-leading seed quality. Talk to your retailer today about staying ahead of the game with Zatavo soybean seed.
Forex cash cattle trade quiet to begin the week. Live deals late last week in Nebraska and Iowa, $2 to $3 lower than the prior week at $190. Boxed beef closed lower. Choice down $1.90 at $315.55. Selects down 58 cents at $302.01. Estimated cattle slaughter, 117,000. That's 5,000 more than last week, 5,000 more than a year ago. Cash hogs were not reported on Monday midday due to confidentiality, and just a handful of negotiated purchases were made. Processors aren't very aggressive yet this week. The pork cutout values not available. Estimated hog slaughter, 483,000 head. That is the same as last week. It's 13,000 more than 1 year ago. You can check us out online at brownfieldagnews.com and also check out our free daily email newsletter. I'm Tom Stever on Brownfield.
Meister Log and Lumber Company would like to remind all landowners with timber property that their trees are a valuable asset. You can rely on Meister Log and Lumber Company to help you manage your property's timber value for now and years to come. They've been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management staff will help you meet your timber's potential. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. The USDA's national corn and soybean condition ratings remained unchanged over the past week. They followed another week of very good development weather in much of the region. But many areas are expected to see a warmer, drier, near-term pattern, which could cause some stress. As of Sunday, 67% of the U.S. corn crop is rated good to excellent, and 68% of soybeans. More news next on Brownfield.
The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest, highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers. The Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, 2024. So don't wait. And remember, if you don't enter, you can't win. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Economist says the ag equipment market's downturn has occurred in a relatively short period of time.
2022, there have been a record amount of purchase activity going on.
Dave Widmar, co-founder of Ag Economics Insights, says a higher interest rate environment, along with lower commodity prices, has created some purchasing challenges for farmers. USDA's Farm Service Agency has accepted an additional 2.2 million acres for grassland, general, and continuous conservation reserve programs. The grassland CRP is including more than 1.4 million acres in 2024. The agency has offered more than 565,000 for continuous sign-up, and nearly 200,000 acres have been accepted through the General Conservation Reserve Program. And a leader with the Iowa Soybean Association says global demand for U.S. soy remains strong
because of its consistency.
I'm Nicole Heslip with Ag Headline News on Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Kara Hart. This is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Brevant Seeds and Brownfield Ag News. Brevant Seeds area product manager Brad Forsman says soybean cyst nematode can be difficult to manage, but choosing soybean varieties with peaking SCN resistance helps. Hear more coming up next on Brownfield.
When you choose Brevant Seeds, you don't just win. You win so big, the very ground beneath your feet cries tears of joy. You win so big, that second place feels like a participation trophy. You win so big, you might as well be harvesting buried treasure. Oh, sorry, just one more. When you choose Brevant Seeds, you don't just win. You hit the jackpot. Don't just win, win. Talk with your retailer or visit Brevant.com/jackpot to get started.
You were right.
You were right.
You were right.
Well, you were right.
When you choose your seed brand, there's winning, and then there's...
You were right. Should have gone with Brevant seeds.
When you choose Brevant seeds, you don't just win. You get to be right. Don't just win. Win. Talk with your retailer or visit Brevant.com/win to get started.
And says peaking soybean cyst nematode resistance can help limit nematode reproduction and the buildup of SCN numbers in the soil compared to using soybean varieties from the traditional breeding line.
The industry has used a source called PI88788, which is from a plant introduction, and it was found to have a gene for resistance to soybean cyst nematode. And that's been used for over 30 years now. And as you can expect, you start to see resistance built up to that, like anything that we tend to do in agriculture. When something's used as the primarily only option, you tend to overwhelm that fairly quickly. And that's what we're starting to see. And so with that, there's another source of resistance that has been around for a while, but just not commercially used as much, called peaking, from another plant introduction. And that provides a rotational option for farmers to use to help break up the resistance that's been built up in the soil. Similar to how we do a corn-soybean rotation, one of the advantages of rotating from corn to soybeans is to break up disease pressure, or the disease cycle, as many call it. That can be done as well in combination with rotating sources of resistance. So let's say you're planting soybeans every other year. You could plant an 88788 resistant option, and then the following soybean season, so two seasons from that point, you could plant a Peking. Brevant is actually leading the way at ag retail on the peaking front, as we have 16 varieties now in the lineup across all the RMs from 00 all the way to the late group 3 soybeans. And that includes 9 brand new offerings within our 2024 class. And so now our lineup is really robust for peaking, but also has our 88788 options in there. And that provides a rotational option for farmers to use to help break up soybean system soil pressure. Soil sampling is always my number one recommendation, just so that you can have peace of mind, or maybe recognize an issue that you did not know you had. But then reaching out for Brevant, we're sold at ag retail. Reach out to your ag retailer to have that conversation of what options are out there within the lineup. And so, like I said, Brevant offers the two major sources of resistance now. All of our, if you were to hop on Brevant.com and look at some of the products, it lists which source of resistance the soybean variety has. And so having that conversation with your ag retail seller can help work through that to determine which variety is best for your farm.
I'm Kara Hart, and this is Managing for Profit, a content partnership with Brevant Seeds and Brownfield Ag News.
Set up a quiet space for your kids to do their homework. Good habits start with a safe environment. Sponsored by Rockwell Automation, Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Oakwood Fruit Farm, and CoBus and Bus Richland Center.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
I got no money in my pockets. I got a hole in my jeans. I had a job and I lost it. But it won't get to me, 'cause I'm riding with my baby. It's a brand new day. We're on the wheels of an angel, flying away. And the sun's shining, this road her pretty knees. She's stomping out a rhythm and singing to me the sweetest song. The sun shines.
That was Keith Urban with Who Wouldn't Want to Be Me? And I'm Tim Thied. I'm going to be here till the 8 o'clock hour bringing you some more great music and information and hoping you are having a great Monday so far. Beautiful Monday. You can't complain. Sunny out there right now and temperature 77. Before I said it was mostly sunny out, but it looks like there's hardly any clouds in the sky, if any. So a beautiful Monday evening here in Richland Center and Southwest Wisconsin. Supposed to get down to 55 tonight. Maybe a chance of some spotty sprinkles, according to Brittany Merlot. And then tomorrow is supposed to be a little cooler, believe it or not, with a high of 75. But get out and enjoy it, because if you don't like that warm, hot weather and muggy weather, well, we got some more coming in, but that isn't until this weekend. But that's a little ways off. That could change, but we'll keep you updated right here on WRCO 100.9. And at that temperature was, according to the Wirtz Floor and Home temperature gauge, at 547. And we need this. I'm going to pass this information along again. Pretty important information for all our listeners out there. This is from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. All east and westbound lanes on US 14 from County Highway B to Old Sextonville Drive are closed due to a crash. Eastbound traffic will exit. This is the alternate route. The eastbound traffic will exit US 14 at County Highway B, head east on County Highway B to Old Sextonville Drive, and head south on Old Sextonville Drive back to US 14. Westbound traffic will reverse these directions. Once again, all east and westbound lanes on US 14 from County Highway B to Old Sextonville Drive are closed due to a crash.
What's better than one win? Three wins? With Straight Savings, you keep your own phone, get one line for only $25 a month with real unlimited data, and get rewarded with a $200 phone credit after 12 months. It's a win-win-win. Head to Walmart or visit straighttalk.com today. Switch to Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Straight Savings Plan enrollment requires compatible unlocked device and new line of service. Bonus device credit requires 12 months of active service. Offer ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. Taxes and fees apply. For network management practices, see Straight Talk's terms and conditions.
Gunderson Basketball is excited to announce the addition of board-certified dermatologist Dr. Sarah Enns. With an extensive background in all things skin, Dr. Enns specializes in a variety of conditions and is now seeing patients at the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic. Whether you're struggling with stubborn acne, persistent skin irritation, or concerned about a mole or patch of skin that's changed, Dr. Enns can help. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Enns, call the Gunderson Basketball Specialty Clinic today.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The House on the Rock Resort in Roll Spring Green has immediate openings for hotel front desk positions. They're hiring for the second shift from 3 p.m. to 11 p.m. and the first shift from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. These seasonal jobs run through December. Join the team and enjoy a rewarding experience in a beautiful setting. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639 extension 1201 or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639 extension 1201. Start your new job at the House on the Rock Resort today.
It's more than living, it's living well. Now might be the right time to consider the advantages of assisted living. Schmidt Woodland Hills is offering all private rooms in their Westview assisted living community. We are fully staffed and prepared to care for your loved ones with the dignity and respect they deserve. When only the highest quality of care will do, remember Schmidt Woodland Hills. Call Westview manager Bobby Stoltz at 608-647-8931 with questions or for more information.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
100.9 WRCO.
First time that I met her, she was pouring shots of rum. Told me that her cousin just turned 21. She took my hand and said we're dancing when they played her favorite song. We didn't stop till everybody else was gone. I'm gonna change her name, but she don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. My best friend's tired of hearing me talk about her smile. He says you've only known her for a little while. My mama keeps on saying I better take it slow. I just say I will, but I already know. I'm gonna change her name, but she don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'll pick the perfect ring. I'll pick the perfect time. Ask her if she'll have me for the rest of my life. Don't know it yet. She's what I've been praying someday God would send. I ain't never been the same since we first met. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna change her name. I'm gonna buy that ring. I'm gonna marry that girl. I'm gonna marry that girl.
Yeah.
True love, should it be? I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. This is where it ends.
If you're coming with me, you need nerves of steel. 'Cause I take corners on two wheels. But it's never